And that's self-sufficient in every sense. So the way out is for us to trust the authority of the earth, something the earth connected appreciate by definition. It seems the earth connected view the world more dynamically, a constant growing or unfolding in the midst of dense connection. Whereas those tightly held in power's grip perceive the world in categories that are fixed, fixed in the moment we're looking at them, to remain so for some period indefinite, categories which then determine the possibilities in folks' minds of those stuck in them. Now, we don't start out like that, so rigid. So how does this happen? I never met a two-year-old that didn't take profound command of something. And I'm sorry, I just have to share. I looked at the clock. And so this little monologue started going on in my mind of short on time. I find my words, I start speeding up. Right when I don't want to, because I'm talking about listening to our bodies and trusting the authority of them. All right, slow down. I never met a two-year-old that didn't take profound command of something, even if it was a private something. He or she owned it, strode through it, surveyed its gathered realm, and viewed it fluidly as belonging to a wider world in which we all partake and of which we're all made. They sense and validate the infinite because they so lately lived in it, brought with them from amorphousness the sense that anything can happen. A small example. Maybe 10 years ago or so, a Venezuelan documentary came out about one of the many initiatives of Hugo Chavez to build the confidence of the people. What a brilliant man, eh? Musical instruments were given to the children of, I believe, Caracas, and they were taught how to play them. One scene showed two children practicing, and one was further along in her claiming of the instrument. And when a sound from her friend's instrument emerged discordant, they laughed and laughed. The sound was for them a joke, but never the person. It was understood. This is a process. This is what we all go through. That's a lesson the earth teaches the earth connected. But a power allegiance would put the two in hierarchical rank and judge one to be the lesser of the other. And the judgment tends to then become a label from which others turn as from contagion. What power does is arrest our natural earth process of growth by affixing class labels to us. How is it that we on the left don't see that that as a key tactic of control, ranking with the harnessing of our human energy being the point of that ranking, that as a key tactic, we must go after it fiercely. Even people who claim to want a new system, who say a lot of the same things I do, including that we are all of us brilliant. If you find they're allowed into media of any reach, guaranteed their message leaves us feeling hopeless, rootless, bootless, no place to go. Why don't they say it? That claiming our work, our human energy, is the point of the system. And there is no new system, some nicer, more humane way to exploit us. There is only freedom. That's what I meant by there is no it working for us. It's us being free is what's opposite to power. We have a system a few misguided folks who, over the centuries, have constructed a heartless machine that they keep going by misguiding, manipulating, and exploiting our human capacities, our energy. We have a system that suppresses our natural urge to grow endlessly, by restricting what we are allowed to think and by keeping us worried about material survival. And this perpetually made insecurity and this perpetually made insecure, constructed mass of us is then given false choices in the formal political arena. And by means of this device, the fraudulently conceived result is trumpeted as consent, as our consent, or our apathy and stupidity, quote unquote. But once the false survival pressure and suppression of our ancestors' thoughts that work to make us whole again, once that pressure and suppression is gone, oh, the beauty and brilliance that is us will be as if a second sun is rising in the sky. And so it will be. And so it is. Until next week. Peace.